with a road bridge on Ronald Mountain Road. This was released on March the 12th. It closed on April the 13th, and we received two responses to this request for qualifications. The first one was from Great River Engineering in Springfield, and the second one was from HDR Engineering Services with a Kansas City address. This information was turned over to Mr. Hayes for a complete and thorough review. He has requested an agenda time of this morning to submit a recommendation for award for these services, and I'll turn it over to him at this time.
I received packets from both companies and reviewed them. Both companies are highly capable and experienced, have experienced personnel. They both have the capacity and capability of doing this project for us. The only difference I can find in them is basically past record. We've used Great River on bridges, particular bridges and BRO projects before, whereas we haven't HDR, but we've used HDR on other projects, and we're currently using both companies at present time on different projects. But that being said, that's the only difference. Basically, HDR's company is mainly based in Kansas City. They do have a local Springfield office and also here in Forsyth, but their main bridge work will be done out of the Kansas City office in conjunction with engineers here locally. So, but based on past record and performance, I'll have to give the edge, and I'll recommend Great River Engineering on the Round Mountain project.
Move to award bid number, or RFQ number 201603-332 to Great River Engineering.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
I would also ask the commission to assist me in my notification of these vendors to include a request that they submit a blank contract for our legal department to work with. Normally, in the last year or so, I've been engaged quite a bit in contracts, and the purchasing department does not have the ability in this instance regarding RFQs to submit such an animal or such a blank contract, not knowing exactly what the details or specifications are. So normally, on one of these rare occasions, the vendor would submit their blank proposed contract for you all to review and for legal and Frank to put eyes on.
We'll get it taken care of.
Thank you.
I did have some comment on that also. When that contract is awarded, is there anything, because this project along with another project has BRO funding specs that need to be put together? I know we do the project and we apply for the BRO funding. Is there anything in that contract that needs to be done that way? I see both HDR representative and Great River.
What we would do, I'm with Great River, and Jason Sybil. And what we would do is MoDOT has a standard BRO agreement, which is between the county and Great River. We'll get a copy of that to the county for your review. If there's anything that's changed in there to meet county specific, then those edits can be made, and we just have to bring those to MoDOT's awareness. There's some flexibility within that contract, but it's basically a standardized federal highway contract that they pre-approved. And as long as we don't change it drastically, there shouldn't be really any issues as far as tailoring it to the Caney County specific regulations or requirements. But we'll get a copy of that standardized contract with that contract in place, that allows Canyon County to get reimbursement right off the start. So as soon as you pay your first bill, you can get reimbursement for that. That helps that process move quickly.
Okay, that's my main concern. My question is that is that contract tied with this contract that we're fixing to do? Am I stating that right, you gentlemen? Mm-hmm.
Are you asking is Coon Creek tied to?
No.
Okay.
No. The BRO funding.
Yes.
Is it tied with this contract?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. So when the contract is issued for to Great River Engineering, then we're expecting the BRO process to start. Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
I have next on the agenda addendum to intergovernmental funding agreement for PowerSite North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Phase 1.
Sewer District at last Tuesday's meeting presented the bids, or Brad and Mr. Albritton presented the bids for the PowerSite North project. In light of the amount that the bids come back, the dollar amount of those, they have requested that the original funding agreement that was approved by the County Commission, that the time frame be extended by 1 year on the original funding agreement. They are also requesting...
Excuse me, can you hold up for just a second? We skipped one on our agenda here. I have a MOPERM, and it's... I don't know exactly what it is. It says issuing a check. All right, come on up. Yeah, just come over here.
You're supposed to put the money on the top.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for having me back, guys. I'm with MOPERM, Justice Chairman with MOPERM. We do the risk for the liability and property insurance for the county. And I got Rusty with Allstate Gardening and Ashley here with me. They're the agents for the county for their property liability insurance. What I have here, and for MOPERM, we do property liability insurance for over 920 public entities around the state, only in the state of Missouri. We're a shared risk pool. We're not-for-profit, which is what this references today, meaning that we take in money from all our 920-plus members, put it into the pool, if you will, without claims, without overhead. If there's any money left in the pool, we give it back to our members in the form of their percentage put into the pool. And what I have here today is a check for Tane County. It's $18,120. That is for the county. That is for you guys. That's because the pool's doing well, and that is... You guys' share of that. It has nothing to do with loss, has nothing to do with if you like it or not, has to do with you guys put in X number percentage of the pool, we're giving back the X number. So that's what that is. And we appreciate you guys being MOPERM members. And if you guys have anything from me, just let me know. That's
all right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank
you.
Well,
I'm going to give you a big round. Very, very often as you come this way.
I was the fastest and the one that gave you the most money. So.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
All right.
Don't lose that check.
No kidding.
That wasn't a fake one that they hand out like the big. That's the real check.
It's the real deal, huh? Put a big old clip on that.
Don't have your name on it, does it, Mike?
County of Tane. All right, we'll go. But now we can go back to our funding agreement for Power Site North. Okay.
Yeah, as I was explaining, the Regional Sewer District opened bids on the Power Site North project, and recommendations were discussed at their sewer board meeting last Tuesday. Based on the bids and how the bids come back, it was apparent that the funding agreement that's already in existence between the Regional Sewer District and the County Commission, that an increase of that funding agreement is going to be necessary to support the project. What happened is, in trying to expedite the funding agreement process and getting this addendum made to the funding agreement, the attorneys, Mr. Albritton, with the sewer district attorneys and the county attorneys, have been working to put this addendum together, hoping that this can be executed or approved as to form today in order to move further along with the awarding of the contracts for the Power Site North project. But basically, the agreement's standard to what we normally see. The time extension is for 1 year, which would increase the time from December of 31st of 2016 to December 31st, 2017. And then there is a funding amount increase of $1.6 million to cover the amount that the bids came back. This came back higher than what the engineer's estimate was. Mr. Albritton met with the engineers. They segmented the project up into three distinct segments, and there was some savings saw in some forms of how those bids came back, but still, that's still higher than what was originally expected. And I'll let Brad answer any detailed questions that you may have about that, the project.
I want to make one statement there. I sat on the district, so I didn't vote on anything that had to do with this, but we exhausted all remedies to try to get these bids lower. The bid, first bid came in at what we considered as a sewer district as too high. So what we decided to do, and a lot of it depended upon the bonding of the companies that were bidding, is the reason we couldn't get more bids. So we broke the project into three parts, and when we broke it into three parts and the bids came back, there wasn't a whole lot of difference, but there was some difference in savings. And so I wanted to bring that to the commission's attention and go ahead and get some approval on the time extension and the amount of money that would need to be raised to get the project started. So I'm actually not going to vote on the other issue. I'm going to vote on the issue of where the money is and the savings went. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve this addendum with the extension and the pay and the amount increase, because all of remedies have been exhausted.
And I spoke with Trace with Pat Keck's office Saturday, and he had made his suggestions to the agreement, and other than that, he was fine with the form of it as far as the legal standpoint.
Some might think that that trying to do this in this time frame with the closeness of it, but you have to realize these big companies are bidding other projects. And as they bid these other projects, they put emphasis on maybe trying to get one project here or get one project there. And if they get one of those and they don't need this project, their bid amounts increase. So that's the reason, that was the urgency of getting this done at this time.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, John, for the, and Brad, for the work you've done on the presentation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Taney County owned properties for sale.